Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is one of those weeks where the Ravens need to run left, run right, run up the middle, run off tackle, run. And I asked this question a little bit earlier. I don't think we paid a lot of time to this. We all agree that Derrick Henry is the absolute monster Hall of Fame running back. He should carry the ball 15 to 20 times this Sunday. But is this a week that Keaton Mitchell needs to be on the active roster? I think that's a legitimate question, and I think that's a legitimate concern, unless you believe that Rasheen Ali is a guy that you want to see carry the ball 10 to 15 times. Unless you believe that Justice Hill is a guy that you want to see carry the ball 10 to 15. I don't. I don't see either one of those guys carry the ball 10 to 15 times. If Derrick Henry is carrying it up to 20 times, the only person I want to take the next load of the carries is Keaton Mitchell. He needs to be on the active roster come Sunday.
I agree. I'd like to see him. I don't know why he's been a healthy scratch. I'd love to see him on the roster. I'd like to see him, I'd like to see him get 10 carries. I'd like to see Derrick Henry get 20.
Yeah.
Enough. I feel like we for some reason we're babying Derrick Henry. Like, I don't get it. The guy he should be in a Marvel movie. I mean, really?
Yo,
seriously,
really?
He's like a superhero. He gets better as the game goes on. The more carries he gets, the more effective he gets. 8 carries is, and I don't want to hear any of this nonsense about game conditions, game this. Give him the ball. He's as effective as a pass. Give him the ball. He will rip off 8 yards. He'll rip off 40 yards for you. What are you doing? You're going to throw passes under the sticks again? I'm serious.
Well, it's
2nd and 8. What are we doing? We're throwing a 5-yard pass. Give it to Derrick Henry.
Somebody pointed it out, and it's something I said going back to last year, that you can't just bring Justice Hill in when you're throwing the football.
Absolutely not.
You got to hand him the ball once or twice to keep him honest.
Absolutely.
Like, and again, I know they scored the touchdown to start off. It was great play, design. He gets in the end zone. So I'm not saying I don't want him out there, but like it's almost like when they had Clarence Moore. Oh, they're bringing in the 6'12" guy in the red zone. Wonder what they're going to do.
Yeah,
let's throw it up to him.
And I know the question about Keaton Mitchell is pass pro, right? Well, I don't care this week because we ain't throwing the ball. We're running the football. You don't have to pass pro when you're bringing them in to run the football. I don't care about that. Like, Cooper Rush should not have more than 20 pass attempts on Sunday. Should not.
Mm-hmm.
Run the ball. That's coming from me.
Right.
Run the ball. Because I love throwing the football. My favorite thing in football... My second favorite thing in football is passing the football, throwing the football around. That's my second favorite thing. You know what my favorite thing in football is? Winning.
Yeah. This reminds me, remember the Dante Stallworth nonsense? They put him on
around.
The field. End around. You come in the field. Okay. I wonder what's coming. It's like, this is what we're still doing. Like,
surprise.
What are you doing? Like, run the football. You know what else running the football does? It keeps your defense off the field.
Yep.
Yeah. Keeps your defense fresh.
And what sucks in this team right now?
Defense.
Yeah.
Let's go out to Antoine, who is in Reisterstown. What's up, Antoine?
Good morning, guys. Great conversation this morning.
Rob,
I agree with you 100%. I do think that we need to run the ball. I'm listening to some of the callers, so I'm a little confused. We got some amazing players on our team. If, in fact, we can run this ball and they make adjustments, the defense make adjustments on halftime trying to stop our run, look, dude, I heard we're bringing Likely back. We got Andrews. We got Bateman. We got Flowers. Hill can catch the ball out of the backfield. I really love our chances if we can run the ball.
If you have the defense biting for the run and that's their halftime adjustment, Antoine, now Cooper Rush makes high percentage throws. You know what I mean? Now he can make the high percentage throws because the defense is geared towards the run.
You got it, Rob. Thanks for the call. I appreciate y'all, man.
Thank you.
Man. You call him?
Huh?
Did you call him?
No, no.
We thanked you for the call. That was nice.
Richard.
What an ass.
Such a Richard. But honestly, don't you make life easier on Cooper Rush if you're effective running the football?
Yeah.
Now I put the ball right in Derrick Henry's gut. And I said, nope, he's not carrying it this time. Now you got Cooper Rush looking out because the linebackers are biting up. Now all that room beyond the linebackers, I can throw a wounded duck and hit the receivers and be all right now.
Can we get Derrick Henry's agent, family member, just to stand next to Harbaugh the whole game and just stare at him? We're on offense. Give him the damn ball. The less you say Cooper Rush, the better in this game.
But I can't even...
Oh, you can say him every play. But Cooper Rush hands off?
I just can't even wrap my mind around 8 carries for Derrick Henry.
8. You know why you can't wrap your brain around it, Ed?
Because it don't make sense.
Because when Derrick Henry runs the ball 25 times or more for his team, what happens, Joe?
His teams are 24-2. I don't know if I counted it correctly. I believe when he gets it 20 or more times, teams are 40-10.
You're kidding. Yeah. Well, there you go. It's like, what about when he runs it 8 times?
Yeah. Eli Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I mentioned this to somebody earlier this week. I was saying, like, maybe they should just do, like, 2 halfbacks in the backfield at the same time. It could either be Keaton or Henry, or you could swap out and give somebody a blow and make you, you know, just put Justice Hill in and just keep the defense guessing, because you can't, every time you bring in Justice Hill, everybody know he's passing, so why not just swap him out, just put Justice Hill and Keaton in the backfield, and then just have a tight end out there at all times, so that way they know, like, all right, they're running the ball regardless, they know they're going to run the ball, and then hit them with the play action. Y'all take it easy.
You too, Eli. Let's go to Chris, who's in Dundalk. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So you guys kind of answered my question about what needs to happen offensively. Obviously, we're going to pound the rock. So flip the script defensively. What do we need to see from Zach Orr to stop their run game? Obviously, it's going to be a run-heavy game. What do you guys need to see, and how do we think we pull this out? Also, the guy that called back earlier saying you guys don't know what you're talking about, that guy was a doofus. It's a 1.5-point spread. It's a toss-up game. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. I mean, I'm glad somebody else could say that. What are you talking about? I don't know.
I kind of agree with him. Did not sell Southern.
He gets worse and worse every time I think of him.
He did not have an accent.
I don't know what's happening. No, but when he's talking about the defense. So, like, when you're looking at Houston's running game, granted, I think the Ravens' defense thus far has made all the running games look good. But the fact of the matter is they're making that transition from Nick Chubb to, I believe, Woody Marks, the kid out of USC. And he's going to start getting more touches. He's more explosive. But again, still young, still got to figure some things out. We don't know how many carries he's going to get. And Nick Chubb, we've seen him plenty of times. It's not the same Nick Chubb. It's a ghost of Nick Chubb. I mean, he's on his last legs. I mean, frankly, physically as well.
No, and we don't know the extenuating circumstances to this stat, so I'm going to put that out there. But in games in which Derrick Henry carried the ball 10 or fewer times, his teams are 9-19. Now, there may be some extenuating circumstances with that, like your team is trailing and all that stuff.
I'm sure it's exactly what we had last. Yes, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. But I also say when you're trailing, you panic.
They're almost exclusively with the Titans, too.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.